Does it feel like you're fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a local, trusted advisor. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisor Network. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
Losing spending power due to inflation is never a good thing. When you're on a fixed income, it can be actually devastating. On today's show, we'll offer 7 ways to handle inflation in your retirement plan.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary visionary cultivating inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them. And we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert, of course, president, founder of Affinity Advisory Network, and so much more than that. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Hey, Steve. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. And again, so, inflation. I mean, we talk a lot about inflation, but there's a lot of different numbers and theories and all sorts of things when it comes to understanding exactly how those numbers are impacting us, like from inflation and the like. Let's just start with Fox Business host Charles Payne talked about that sentiment. In other words, the impact that inflation is having. Let's see what he says.
Over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal really marveled at how resilient the economy has been. Think about this, because here's the rub. When 39% of folks say, take a survey and say they have less than $1,000 in savings, to me, that's the number the Fed should be talking about.
Yeah, what do you think?
Our Fed should be talking about that, you know, because when you think about it, and the economy is resilient. There's no question about that. I mean, you have people still spending at record rates, even though inflation is through the roof. And to only have $1,000 in their savings account is crazy. So, you know, what I would say is, you know, right now it's probably time to cut back some of the spending, tighten up the strings, and, you know, start saving some money. I mean, start working with retirement planners and getting where you need to be, because $1,000 is just crazy, Steve.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And again, I think you talk about spending, and that's what we should do, is take a look at our spending patterns, because that tells the story of where that money goes consistently.
It does, for sure. And, you know, what I always tell people is, if you look at the spending patterns, you know, people think like, okay, what did I spend in the last 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. But it's really not about the last 2 weeks. You really need to look at it month after month. And you really need to look at all of your statements, your debit card statements, your credit card statements. And really, I tell people, look at it over the last 6 months and make a list of everything that you've spent money on. And then you'll see a trend in expenses, right? And if you find places where you can cut costs, then start highlighting those and start working that down.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense as well. Folks, give us a call. It's 877-841-1963 is the number. Sticking with that, the spending pattern, now let's talk about budget analysis. I mean, once you see that budget in writing, it's very easy to start thinning it out, don't you think?
I agree 100%. And a lot of people don't write it down, but just like I just mentioned, writing it down makes all the difference in the world. You know, this will show you what your fixed costs are, and they should be relatively consistent from month to month on the fixed costs, the things like mortgages, mm-hmm. or rent or utility bills, phone bills, you know, things like that. The things that are going to be variable costs are going to be things like your groceries and eating out and entertainment, hobbies, clothing. But writing it down makes all the difference. And you can start a budget and you can follow a budget and you can tighten those purse strings by actually writing it down and monitoring it month to month.
Right. I mean, again, it becomes very obvious to what can be cut and you know, what needs to stay. I think that's just great. Now, is that something that you kind of help us with, or at least maybe help us do an analysis?
Yeah, we have clients.
Budget?
You know, it depends on the type of client that comes in. I mean, sometimes we have the younger clients still in the working years, and we are doing budgeting with those clients, you know, but a lot of our clients are 65 plus, they're retired, fixed income and relatively fixed expenses. I mean, for a lot of our clients, it's really about, you know, how can they play during retirement because they have excess income that they're not even using. So it really depends on the client, Steve. If they're younger, yeah, we go through the budgeting. But for, you know, most of our senior clients, it's really about, you know, how do they spend their money,
sure,
which is more fun.
Of course it is. And so let's talk about expenses. And especially right now where things are a little unstable or they feel unstable, if you're planning to, you know, redo the kitchen and you haven't paid for it yet, maybe you ought to rethink that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't think about this. They kind of set a goal in their mind that, hey, I want to do this, right? This could be a vacation, or like you said, it could be a remodeling project, or it's like some big purchase. And they think because they say they want to do it at this time that it has to be done at that time. And that's not really the case. I mean, you can always push back those expenses a little bit and push back those wants, because I wouldn't even call them needs. Push them back to a better time when they're, you know, your accounts are up, you're making more money in the market, markets are more stable. Just push it back a little bit and then do it later. And it'll be a better budgeting strategy, I would say.
I mean, and one of the other things that can come from that is, you know, not only do you maybe want to put off that project, maybe you want to work a little longer.
For sure. You know, there are people working longer these days because, you know, with healthcare where it's been, I mean, people are healthier, they're living longer. So, you know, you see people working longer. And honestly, you know, I have a huge book of clients, as you know, Steve. And, you know, I keep seeing clients that work longer. They just seem to be sharper longer. You know, they're keeping their mind active, they're healthier. You know, they have purpose. They're getting up every day, going to that job, you know, making a difference. So, you know, I'm actually a big believer in working a little longer. If you ask me, I think it keeps you healthier longer.
Sure. All right. I like that. When it says draw on cash, what do we mean?
So a lot of people, when they think about spending money, the first thing they think about is the money that they're traditionally not touching. Sometimes this is their IRA or their non-qualified brokerage accounts. It's their investment money. But, and they always seem to want to leave liquid cash in the checking and savings accounts. But, you know, when you're in times like this, you know, it might not be the best time to pull money out if your accounts are down, right? So in times like that, maybe look at the cash instead of looking at your investments. And again, push those things back, as I mentioned earlier, when the accounts are up, and then you can start using some of those investment assets there.
All right. Well, that makes sense too. And then people want to relocate. Maybe they're tired of winter.
Yeah. A lot of, especially here in Ohio, obviously Canton, Ohio, it gets cold every year, you know, and I know that myself growing up here, I've been here my whole life. And, you know, there's some winter mornings when you go outside and it just literally takes your breath away because it's that cold. So relocating is a common thing when we're working with our clients. And, you know, honestly, right now, there's some opportunity out there because, you know, houses are still going at kind of record rates, right? So if you can sell your house, make money on it, and then possibly relocate to a place where, you know, the housing prices aren't quite as high, you might even pocket some money there. So it could be a good thing. Get rid of winter and pocket money. What would be better than that, Steve?
Not a thing. That would be fantastic. So, I mean, again, from the relocating standpoint, I mean, that becomes a big thing. And don't think that you can just move someplace without checking it out first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whenever you think about downsizing, you know, that doesn't always mean that you got to get rid of everything that you know, right? It just, maybe you want something that takes a little less maintenance. So if you live on a, you know, 3-acre piece of land, maybe you want to live on a 1/2 acre. You know, if you have a giant garden, maybe you want to do just a little, you know, garden box. I mean, it's not always downsizing and getting rid of everything you know. It's not necessarily going from, you know, a 5-bedroom house to a 2-bedroom condo. It's really got to be what's right for you. But you see that as people start to age, they tend to want to make life easier. So when I think of downsizing, I think of, how do I make life easier?
Yeah, like shoveling the snow or, you know, mowing the lawn, all of those things. You can find some place to not have to do that. I'm all for it.
Exactly. Me too.
So the we talk about checking on your portfolio. I mean, that as we get a little bit older, we become more interested in that.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think we start worrying, Steve. You know, we're used to contributing, putting money into our retirement. And, you know, that's what we've always done. We never touched it because, as you know, in most retirement plans, you can't touch it under 59 and a half anyways without a penalty. So, you know, we're used to just putting it in and never taking it out. But as we get closer and closer to that retirement date, we worry, do we have enough money, right? Is it going to last all the years? Is it going to be there when I need it, right? Because now I'm going to start living off of that nest egg. And, you know, I think people, you know, if they're looking at it like most people do, they're open to more risk when they're working, of course. And then as they, you know, start to get closer to retirement, it's really about scaling back that risk and, you know, making sure that you have enough money, especially during long inflation periods. Maybe not take as much risk, but just make sure that you have a good reassurance that, you know, your money's going to last.
Always good to know that your money is going to last. I mean, my goodness, that becomes the main purpose of retirement is, you know, saving all that money for all those years because you're going to live 30 years or more in retirement.
Right. Absolutely.
So as we talk about this, what's the takeaway from all this, do you think?
So I would tell people that, you know, all of our listeners out there today, when you're thinking about, you know, losing spending power, you're worried about inflation, you know, there are many things out there that you can do that can help make your money last longer, right? Even in times like this, while inflation is high. And it's just things that we've mentioned, right? You know, look at your spending patterns, you know, look at your budget, push back major expenses, you know, draw on cash, go over relocating ideas, possibly consider downsizing impacts and check on your portfolio. I mean, those topics that we just talked about fit almost everybody out there right now, Steve. So I would tell our listeners, if any of those things are kind of hitting home for you, come in, have a no cost, no obligation consultation with us. Sit down with one of our insurance agents or one of our investment advisors or, you know, one of the law firms that we work with or the tax advisors and let us get to know your situation. And we'll give you some great ideas to take home, think it over. And if you decide that you want to come back, we'll go a little bit more in depth from each meeting and answer your questions. Take care of you.
Hey, that sounds fantastic, Robert. Folks, do that and take advantage of this. Make that call today, 877-841-1963. That's why we give you the opportunity to really review your individual circumstances at no cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, all it takes is a phone call, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Most will agree that taxes in the U.S. will be going up, not down. With that in mind, we've put together a list of retirement income that's not taxable to you.
And now, a nightmare retirement consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk, run from that office and go to your future retirement partner who has your best interest in mind with a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family. Sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air, and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Money, money.
funny money or not so funny money? This time, we're talking about funny money.
We're spotlighting three somewhat instant millionaires. The land he owned made rancher Oscar Stoller an instant millionaire. In 2008, the drilling on his North Dakota farm finally hit crude oil.
Black gold, Texas tea.
Stoller still prefers his old truck and farm cap, but nonetheless, he's a millionaire. Combining the words group and coupon made a 29-year-old music major a millionaire. Groupon was the brainchild of Andrew Mason. After peaking at $350 million in 2010, the company's been on the decline, but Mason's net worth still hovers around $200 million. Necessity is the mother of invention, and apparently flight attendant Sandy Stein lost her keys a lot. She invented accessorized key clasps to help women avoid this fate. Within 4 months, Finder's Key Purse reached $1 million in sales. As of 2018, the company has sold $11 million and is worth approximately $25 million. Who knows? Maybe that bright idea will come to you, or you strike oil in your backyard. In the meantime, stay on track with your retirement plan, and life is good. I'm Dave Perkins with Funny Money.
It's your go-go years, so let's get going with another retirement road trip.
Next stop, oh wait, let's ask the locals how to pronounce it.
It's Lancaster.
Lancaster. Lancaster.
Yeah, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that is. Little morsel of history to get us started. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the capital of the United States. For one day. Yeah, it was during the Revolution. One day, September 27, 1777. That's because the Continental Congress fled Philadelphia after the city was captured by the British. But this area is beautiful, hospitable, with tons of character. You'll find the most picturesque, storybook rural area you could imagine. Pennsylvania Dutch country, Amish country. The oldest Amish settlement in the U.S. is there. A drive-through is like moving back in time with horses and buggies you'll pass in the beautiful farm homes with no electric lines running to them. You can take the Amish Farmlands guided tour. It'll take you deep into the heart of the community and purchase handmade Amish goods at the Lancaster Central Market, the oldest continually operated farmers market in the United States. Plenty of shopping opportunities in town and food. Start your day with scrapple made from pork and spices and fried for breakfast. For dessert, have a Lancaster County whoopie pie. Two cake-like cookies and ice cream in the middle, and you'll shout, well, you know, whoopie. You may not take a horse and buggy to beautiful Lancaster, Pennsylvania on your road trip. Bet you'll get behind one, though. And you think a tractor's slow.
We are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And yes, I want income that's not taxable, Robert. Make it happen for me. How can we do
all
that?
Want it, Steve. Yeah. We all want it.
But again, to me, that just comes in to be part of the plan. In other words, especially if we're getting into that financial red zone, which I know is a sweet spot for you and your team to, you know, to work with folks just getting into retirement in that financial red zone. So if that's you, folks, listen up, because Robert's got some great news for you.
Yeah, we talk about tax planning in just about every retirement plan that we sit down with, because ultimately, you know, we all want to save as much as we can in taxes, keep it to ourselves, keep it to our family, and not give it to Uncle Sam. So, you know, we're big fans of the tax-free planning.
And how do we accomplish that? I mean, obviously, yeah, Roth comes to mind, and that becomes the probably one of the main ways that we can get tax-free income.
Yeah, we put together a list today, Steve, of different ways you can create tax-free income, but Roths are absolutely one way that you can do it. And Roths, people, believe this or not, they don't realize that you can do a Roth as just an independently controlled Roth, where you're just investing into a Roth IRA. And many people even have Roth 401k plans, and they're unaware of it at their job.
Oh,
so,
sure.
But yeah, it could be in that as well. You know, and the only downside to this is, you know, you can't take distributions before 59 and a half, but really when you're thinking about retirement planning, most people retire after that age anyways.
Of course.
But Roths are great, as you know. You put your money in now, it grows 100% tax-free, and then later on down the road when you spend the money, you're not being taxed on it. And that could be a nice thing, because if you have sizable Roth income coming in, you know, your Social Security. A lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, Social Security is taxed really three ways. You know, it could be 0% of your Social Security counts toward your bracket, 50% counts toward your bracket, or 80% counts toward your bracket. But if you had all Roth income coming in, and, you know, other than that, just your Social Security, you could literally be paying no tax at all, which would be great.
And that becomes a part of an overall plan. This is a bigger plan. When we talk Roth conversions, in other words, taking money that we've already saved in a 401k or an IRA, and we want to convert that into or into a Roth conversion, I mean, that is something that we can do. It's better, though, if we plan it out and not do it all at once, because that could be a tax issue for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure it can. I mean, if you had a $500,000 IRA and you wanted to convert that, you could do it all at one time, Steve. But, you know, at the end of the day, some people don't want to swallow a six-figure tax bill all at one time.
No, so, not so much.
Nope, it's not very nice. So we actually do what we call walkover plans. So these are plans that we walk money over from one side to the other over an extended period of time. So it's planned out. We're trying not to hit the next bracket, and we're trying to do it in an efficient manner for the client and in a manner where they can swallow the taxes that are being paid. But if they can, and they can transfer that IRA over to a Roth, you and I both know there's great benefits to it when you're in retirement and you need money. You're now not second guessing it like, hey, I don't want to pay the taxes on it. You're actually going, hey, I converted, I already paid all the taxes, and now I can use this whenever I need it, which is great.
Which is great. It's 877-841-1963. I like the way you describe that, a crossover plan. I mean, that what better way to describe it? It's perfect. I got the image right there.
Yeah, our walkover plan, Steve, clients love them. They're easy to understand. They make sense and ultimately helps with their retirement.
Absolutely. So let's talk about other ways that we can have tax-free income. If you, part of this, well, an inheritance, that's always a nice surprise, or maybe you're expecting it.
I always tell everyone, you know, you should not rely on inheritance. It is possible that you can inherit money and you may not owe taxes on it. You know, you might have step-ups that have occurred, as an example, if the family owned stocks for many years. They pass away, the child gets it at the stepped up basis. Mm-hmm. There can be great benefits to inheritance, but you should never really plan on that as a retirement plan because, you know, it's never a sure thing. I mean, if it should go to you, but will it go to you? Well, it could be depending upon the estate plan that's in place. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be dependent upon are the beneficiaries right? It could be dependent upon is anyone fighting for it? You know, people get weird when it comes to money. And, you know, you can never project when you're going to get it either. So I would say that although inheritance is on the list of tax-free retirement planning tools, I would not count on that one.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. It seems almost morbid to think, you know, well, somebody's going to pass away and I'm going to get their money. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Fair enough. 877-841-1963. Municipal bond income. Boy, we've had a lot of talk about bonds in the last few weeks.
We have. I mean, bonds are a hot topic. And, you know, because right now you have good interest rates, right? But if you would look back just, you know, over the last year, you'll see that, you know, traditionally people think bonds are safe, right?
Oh, of course.
And a lot of people lost money in bonds over the last 12 months, Steve. So, you know, municipal bonds, they have their benefits, but they also have their limits, you know. You might not get quite as much return right now, and you're trying to get a little bit of safety in there. So, you know, but there is a tax-free component to them.
Sure. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a national one or a state bond.
Right. I mean, it depends on you have both options, of course.
All right. So let's talk about HSAs now, because that is a big deal. And to me, it's one of the most underutilized tools, if you will, for retirement, especially. I mean, obviously, you need a high deductible health insurance plan. But beyond that, if you've got that, then go with an HSA, huh?
Yeah, HSAs are great. The health savings accounts are what you're speaking of there, Steve, for the clients who don't understand HSA. But they are fantastic accounts. You know, you can use the money that you put away in an HSA, and you can use it on what are called qualifying expenses. But that's a fairly broad category. You know, the downside, I would say, is if you don't use it on qualifying expenses, there is a 20% penalty on it. So you just want to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. But after age 65, you can actually withdraw for any reason with no penalty. So I think HSAs are fantastic. I'm a big fan.
Well, and again, you need to, you can't contribute after age 65, but up to that, you can go any, you know, every year. And again, it's a little over 3,000 for a single and 7,000 for a family. I mean, that's great.
It bumps it up. You know, it's more tax-free money.
More tax-free. Well, again, we keep talking about tax-free money. I like that. How do we make our Social Security payments tax-free? You talked about that. You alluded to that earlier. And I think,
We touched on it. I mean, really, when it comes to Social Security, it's really going to be based on your overall income. You know, as I said earlier, it's taxed three ways, you know, either none of it counts toward your bracket, 50% toward your bracket, or 80% toward your bracket. The best laid plan to me is creating tax-free retirement income coupled with Social Security and pay no tax on any of it. So great income on a monthly basis and no taxes going out to Uncle Sam.
Sure. And again, so is that part of your Social Security claiming strategies, is to try to create income that is tax-free if it's possible?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, Steve, we do a comprehensive analysis for all of our clients who've not turned on their Social Security yet. And in that, it's going to talk about those strategies. You know, how should you turn on, when, what's the effects, when are your break-even points? You know, so there's going to be a lot of detail to those reports for the clients to take a look at.
Sure. And then we talk about life insurance proceeds. I mean, that is a great tax-free thing. And let's talk about life insurance from a big perspective. In other words, if it's on us and we pass away, and I mean, that's a way to pass on generational wealth.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny because sometimes people will say, you know, I have too much insurance, I don't need insurance. But I'll tell you, you know, you're not going to get the same leverage on your money any other way. So, you know, if you receive a death benefit from your parent and you pay no taxes on that, I mean, they could have paid a very small amount of premium and you could have received a very large tax-free death benefit. So receiving death proceeds or the face amount of the life insurance policy is one way to get it tax-free. But there's also plans, Steve, like index universal life plans.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can actually put money in on yourself and you can actually have that money grow over time. And then you can actually take it out tax-free after you retire. So there's a couple different ways you can use life insurance, you know, but I wouldn't think of a death claim as a strategy to tax-free retirement.
Probably not.
Again, a little morbid, like the inheritance, right?
Yeah, but exactly.
It does come along and it is tax-free. And if you're thinking more along planning, then you talk about things like index universal life.
Right. And that really is a discussion that we should have at some point, because that whole process, the way you explained it, is fantastic. But again, we are up against the clock, Robert. Let's take a quick break, but let's invite folks to call.
Yeah. So for any of our listeners that were listening today, when it comes to tax-free retirement planning, it's something that we do for our clients day in and day out. And if you're wondering, how do you retire with a good tax-free income for the rest of your life, come see us.
That sounds fantastic, folks. Here it is, a great opportunity to sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. There's no cost, there's no obligation to get a better handle on your personal financial situation. Find out what investments are really costing you, maybe because of high fees or commissions you weren't aware of, what future tax implications will be, and how much income you can securely generate from that once you do move into retirement. 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Famer.
Many people strive to keep their current lifestyle in retirement. Coming up, we'll outline 6 steps to help you make that happen for you and your family.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
We are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. So far today, we've covered some ground, talked about Roth conversions, talked about municipal bonds, and now we're going to get into some things that really can help us retire successfully, because that's what we want to do. We want to be successful in retirement like we're successful in our careers, right, Robert?
Absolutely. And, you know, in order to do that, I think you have to really think about it in kind of a sequence of steps. What do I do first? What do I do second? What do I do third? And as I thought about retirement planning for my clients, I actually thought about, you know, if I had to make a list of just a few things, what would I tell them to do? And I actually came up with a list with six of them, Steve.
Okay, great. Let's break down the list. And again, first on the list is, when do you want to retire? I mean, that's a legit question, isn't it? And one that's hard to answer for people.
It is. It's very hard to answer because, you know, there's a feeling of being insecure because you're used to going to work every day. You're used to, you know, clocking in or clocking out, or, you know, you have this routine that you're used to. But it's important to kind of pick a retirement time, like, okay, what age do I want to retire? How many more years do I want to work? So that way we can put the plan into place. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we look for a time horizon, right? So we can kind of build a plan around that. We're probably going to start adjusting things from, you know, when you're working and in your younger years, that we might be a little bit more aggressive.
Sure.
And as you move closer toward what we tag as the retirement red zone, the last 5 years before retirement, we might start scaling back some of that risk, right? We're also going to start evaluating things like how much money have you contributed over the last few years? We're going to look at things like how many bills have you paid off? And, you know, what are your fixed expenses? What are your variable expenses? But really, I think, you know, step one in any good retirement plan is determining when, right? That time horizon.
All right. Well, then when we determined, now that we know when we're going to retire, we've got to figure out income, because that is the key to having a successful retirement. How do we do that? What do we do?
Yeah, start definitely with some of the most basic things. So, you know, the first thing that most people look at is Social Security. Mm-hmm. Figure out, you know, are you going to take it early? Are you going to take it full retirement? Or do you have enough assets to live off of and defer that and get a higher payout, right? Look at things like if you work for a company that gives you a pension. And then my absolute favorite, Steve, what I tag as mailbox money.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How do we create income that is guaranteed for the rest of your life, that it's in the mail every single month, month in, month out, and guaranteed as long as you live? Put together all of those income streams, make sure it makes your bills and can keep up with the lifestyle that you want to have during retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're ready to rock and roll.
Right. Well, again, I think maintaining that lifestyle in retirement, that becomes a goal as well, is, you know, because I mean, for me personally, I want to have as much money as I have when I'm working when I retire.
Yeah, we all do, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that we live up to a certain standard and we want to keep that standard. But you'll find a lot of times, though, when you do retire, because when you're younger, you think about it, you typically have more bills when you're younger than when you're older, if you do
sure.
it correctly. So, you know, to have the same money when you're retired, but have your bills paid off, sometimes that's only 75%.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe 60% of what you had to earn before to live that lifestyle.
Ooh,
so it's kind of nice after you retire, have the bills paid off.
Yeah, I like that. So what a goal. I mean, that really is a great goal to strive for, because you are going to have more money in retirement, no matter what.
For sure.
All right. What? And again, that income has to pay our expenses. We want to get the housing, utilities, gas, groceries. We want to have that covered, right?
Well, we want to eat, Steve.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, I would say the third thing that I would look at when thinking about a successful retirement, planning for it, is really just assess all the expenses. You know, and really, these should be minimal fixed expenses now. It should be things like utility bills, you know, grocery bills. Mm-hmm. It's going to be things that are pretty easy, because for the most part, the bills should be paid off by then. But we definitely want to know, how much are you going to be spending in expenses each month versus how much are you going to have left over to play with?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, that's what I said before. It's like it's a big hug. It's housing, utilities, gas, groceries. So
it's
hug with two G's.
Great acronym. They know now.
All right. Very good. Inflation. Boy, we've talked a lot about inflation because, oh, yeah, it's here and it's going down some, but I think there's maybe more to it than what we think.
Absolutely. You know, the inflation has been high for a while now, and, you know, a lot of people are concerned about it. But one of the solutions, really, is, you know, the A word, Steve, which I call it the A word because people a lot of times get bad advice about it. But there's products out there today like fixed indexed annuities that can provide a guarantee to clients. And it can even be attached to the consumer price index to hedge against inflation. So, you know, if inflation's a concern, which it should be, you know, just make that part of the retirement planning, you know, put the money where it needs to be safe and be able to keep up with inflation.
Sure. And that, but again, putting that in, factoring in inflation isn't something new to you. This is something that you've been doing for probably the 20 years that you've been doing this.
Yeah, you know, it ebb and flows. I think that people a lot of times think, oh my gosh, it's inflation. Well, it's not the first time it's been here, right?
Yeah.
It's always an ebb and flow. It's, you know, it's down, it's up, it's down, it's up. I mean, it's just like a market, you know.
Yeah.
Really, when you talk about retirement planning, you're really looking for averages is really what you're looking for, Steve. You're not
sure.
You're not looking to, you know, pick individual stocks and, you know, make huge returns every year and take huge risks. You're really just trying to be safe, hit some averages, and roll with the punches as they come, right?
Sure. Let's figure out our asset allocation. That becomes that can become complicated at times.
It can. And I think, you know, when you think about asset allocation, think about, you know, where your money should go, right? How much should be at risk? How much shouldn't be? You know, some of it should be long-term money. Some of it should be short-term money. Look at the diversification, you know, it could be all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, the asset allocation, how does that differ from diversification?
Yeah, so the allocation is going to be, you know, the things that I just talked about, which is going to be things like, you know, what's the level of risk in your portfolio, right? Are you heavily weighted in certain sectors? You know, are you too conservative? Are you too aggressive? You know, the allocations, all that, where the diversification is obviously going to be the different things that you're invested in.
Okay. All right. So that's, I mean, again, so those are very two different things, aren't they?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So we're already up to number six, make up for gaps. What do we mean? We're not talking the store at the mall, are we?
the kid's gap.
The kid's gap.
No. After taking all this into account, you come up with really one of three scenarios, right? And I kind of wrote these down for our listeners today, Steve. So I'd say you're saving money more than enough, and you can splurge on some things during retirement, right? So
yes.
That would be scenario one. Scenario two would be your money will last just long enough in retirement, given your life expectancy, which, you know, I don't know if I love that scenario, but that definitely could be one of the gaps. And three, you'll end up with a gap. The amount of income that you can generate each month is less than your expenses, and you won't have enough money to live off during the rest of your life, right?
Right.
So, you know, when you think about these scenarios, you really want to be in the first one, right?
Right.
You want to have saved enough money to splurge a little bit, have a good retirement. And I think with good planning, you can absolutely do that.
877-841-1963 is the number, folks. So again, these six things that you talked about here, determining when you want to retire. Yep. We got to have a day and date in mind, don't we?
Yeah, for sure. You got to have the time horizon.
Sure. And then our sources of income, that becomes key. Expenses in retirement, they're going to change a little bit, but a lot of them are going to be the same, right?
They are. And, you know, hopefully a lot of the bills are paid off. So there's a lot of excess money as well.
Let's hope so. And adjusting for inflation, we went through that. And determining asset allocation, that is something that, again, I think that's where working with an independent fiduciary advisory firm like you makes all the difference. I mean, you get what you pay for, folks.
Yeah. You know, like I mentioned before, we do have AAN Wealth Advisors, which is the independent fiduciary that sits down with the clients, and they talk about things like asset allocation, diversification, you know, all those types of things that clients need to know about.
And again, in doing so, we just need to feel like we're on track. And I think the way that happens, if you've been a do-it-yourself for all this time and you're getting closer to retirement, today's the day you got to call Robert, sit down and have that conversation and get yourself on track. It's amazing how, you've said it before. And again, when people leave, they're like relieved, their shoulders break, you know, I can relax now, right? Because people learn things that they had no idea they were going to be able to do.
Yeah. When people walk into our office, you know, there's that feeling of uncertainty about retirement because We always talk about this, but you're used to working for so many years and contributing, and now you got to kind of take that hat off, put on another hat that says, hey, you know, I got to preserve this, make it last the rest of my life, and I got to, oh yeah, enjoy it at the same time and not run out.
Right.
So, you know, if you're the type of person that feels that way, that you just aren't sure of the direction that you need to go, this is what we do every single day. Every one of the agents, every one of the advisors, every one of the attorneys, the accountants, the VA accredited claims people, we help people find direction. So if you're looking for that direction, give us a call. Come sit down with us. We'll give you a free comprehensive review and we'll answer questions and hopefully help you secure a better, more secure future.
That sounds really good, Robert. 877-841-1963 is the number. It's that chance for you to get a financial roadmap to really help put you where you need to be. And Robert and the team at AAN Wealth is there for you. They can take things that are complicated and break it down into something that really just makes sense. It's a no-cost, practical financial review. A phone call away, 877-841-1963. You'll get that financial review that Robert just described. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Call right away, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Next up, my favorite part of the show. We got questions from our listeners when we come right back.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. At Affinity Advisory Network, we pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, Robert Hall and his team will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement, so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Take advantage of our complimentary retirement strategy session by calling Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1963. Again, the number to call is 877-841-1963.
Here's our look at women of accomplishment, women who have soared to new heights and shattered the glass ceiling.
Meyer Graham became the first female CEO of a Fortune 500 company and was one of the most powerful women in American media.
What they really mean is you're a woman at the head of a company.
And they can't believe it.
No.
And that's clearly nonsense.
I mean, it's somewhat sexist.
As she was the only woman at the time to hold such a position, she paved the way for other females to become leaders of such companies. Born in 1917 to a wealthy New York family, Catherine's father purchased the Washington Post in 1933. He died in 1946, leaving the newspaper to Graham's husband, Philip. However, her husband suffered from depression and alcoholism and during a manic episode committed suicide in 1963. On September 20th, 1963, Mrs. Graham was elected president of the company during a time when most women were in charge of running their households. Under her leadership, the Washington Post became famous for its publication of the Pentagon Papers, followed by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's reporting of the Watergate scandal.
Usually when you have a great story, it isn't exclusive very long because everybody else jumps on it. But with Watergate, I thought, if this is so great, where the hell is everybody else?
This led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Mrs. Graham was portrayed by Meryl Streep in the 2017 film The Post, which earned the actress an Oscar nomination. She wrote her autobiography, Personal History, in 1997, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Biography. When Graham left her position as publisher of The Post in 1991, revenues had grown from $84 million in 1963 to $1.4 billion, and stocks rose 30 times in value during her tenure. She died July 17, 2001, in Boise, Idaho, at the age of 84 after suffering a head injury due to a fall. Catherine Graham was a true pioneer for women in media.
Well, you're one of the most powerful women in America.
And is the personification of shattering the glass ceiling.
Hey, we are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And this is the time where, you know, again, we hear from a lot of listeners over the course of the weeks. And so we try to pick out questions that seem to be, you know, running the gambit, but again, fairly common questions, I think. And so, Robert, what kinds of questions do people have when they come in? Are they similar to what we're seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, what we see is typically, you know, when we get the questions from the radio show, they seem a little bit generic. We don't have all the information, obviously. So we can't really give true advice over the radio. But when someone comes in, they're very detailed questions. So it's probably just two or three or four more points surrounding that question. And we obviously have the information needed to give the client actual advice.
Okay.
But yeah, similar.
Similar. All right. Well, folks, let's jump in here. Trevor's up first. He's wondering, he says, big fan of the show. I actually have an appointment scheduled for next week. Now, I'm receiving Social Security benefits. I was married for 16 years and then divorced. My ex has since died, but I'm not receiving widow's benefits. What should I do? Can I receive those now? Interesting.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Steve. There's just a little bit of information in here, but I'll give you the basic understanding that listeners need to know about Trevor here. You know, the first thing that they got to understand, if you're going to receive benefits as being a widow, you know, you had to be married for at least 10 years prior to the divorce. So he said he was married for 16 years. So should he be eligible? Technically, I would think that he would be eligible, right? Now, he also has to not be remarried. Which it doesn't tell us in here, but let's assume that he's not remarried. And then finally, the thing that really makes the biggest difference is his spouse's PIA bigger than his PIA? Because that's really where the big benefit comes in if you're going to take a survivor's or widow's benefit is when the PIA is higher. And, you know, who knows? You know, I don't know what Trevor's income versus what his spouse's income was, but we would look, we would hope that that benefit would be higher. So we would research that for him. We'd let him know, you know, we'd run our Social Security analysis and we could tell him exactly what he would need to do. But the few highlights would be, you know, were you married for 10 years? Are you not married now? And is the PIA higher than your PIA?
Okay, fair enough. Trevor, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 877-841-1963 is the number. And so let's move on. We've got Shelly wondering, I'm hearing folks talk about investing in T-bonds. And I've only heard glowing endorsements from my coworkers and friends who've tried them out. Should I look into this?
Yeah, a lot of people talk about T-bonds, and you know, I'll just go over a couple basic points on T-bonds. You know, I would say the pro is, you know, they're fairly low risk, stable income, and they have some tax benefits, right? But I also believe that every investment it has a pro and a con. There's no perfect investment. It's like, hey, can I get enough benefit for what I have to put up with, right?
Sure.
So the disadvantage is, you know, you're going to have a little bit lower returns. You're going to be susceptible to inflation risk and also interest rate risk. So I would say pros and cons, not unlike any other investment out there.
All right, fair enough. Let's see. So T-bonds, I mean, bonds in general, we've talked a lot about that. And it's been a rough year for bonds, hasn't it?
It has. And I think it surprised a lot of people, actually, Steve, because I think in people's minds, they hear the word bond and they immediately think safe. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people over the last 12 months have lost money in bonds. So, you know, you see things starting to move around a lot now because of that, where
sure.
clients aren't, you know, they kind of learn their lesson and they kind of think, well, it's not guaranteed, which it's not, of course.
Which it's not. All right. On we go. Frank has a question. Frank says, I have money in certificates of deposits and I'm charged fees for withdrawing them from these accounts. Now, I want my money to be able to grow in an account, but I also want to be able to withdraw from it without any fees if needed. What kind of other accounts can I invest my money in?
There's other great options out there. You know, someone that's putting their money in CDs is probably going to be a very conservative investor, you know, and it's probably just a part of their portfolio. But if that person is conservative and they just need some access to money, they might consider things like fixed indexed annuities, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put money into a CD, anything you pull out, you're going to, you know, pay a fee on. Whereas in a fixed indexed annuity, you could pull out 10 or even 20% or sometimes even more. And you can do that as a free withdrawal with no fees behind it. Also, you'll find that performance, it could possibly outpace the CD, being that it is linked to indexes and it has some better upside potential. So there could be some other products out there that would work well for him. It's just a matter of really sitting down, getting educated on it, and making sure that the liquidity portion of it is enough.
877-841-1963 is the number to call. Get your spot now. And Let's see. We have time for another one. Let's go to Marie now. Marie says, I'm 65 years old. I have $1.5 million from divorce proceedings. What concepts can I use to guide the allocation of my assets in my portfolio?
So in her case, Marie sounds like she's at a great point, 65 years old with a good amount of money saved up. It's really going to depend on her goals, you know, before we start really allocating anything. You know, what type of lifestyle does she want to live? And, you know, she's saying that she's divorced, but she didn't say whether she's retired or about to go into retirement. So we're going to talk about things like time horizon. We're going to talk about, you know, the budget. How much does she need every month to live on? How much extra is she going to need? We're going to find out, you know, that $1.5 million. I mean, that may be a tax-free benefit that she received. It might be taxable. So all of those are going to be considerations when we sit down and talk to her. But, you know, for the most part, being 65, having $1.5 million saved up, she's in a good spot. And so she has time to sit down and really plan a good, comfortable retirement.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 877-841-1963. I wonder if she's available. I mean, you know, she's 65, 1.5, divorced. All right.
Sounds good for you, Steve.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm already married, so that's not me. But, you know, somebody.
Oh, for our listeners.
Yeah. Somebody could be having fun. Anyway, so let's talk about something that when folks come in to see you, What is that first meeting like? What do you do?
You know, I think for anybody, when you first go into any company, you're not sure what to expect.
Right.
So what we do is we try to make that as comfortable as possible for our clients. When they come in, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to give them a folder with all of our information in it, you know, kind of the multidisciplinary approach and how it works, because there's not a lot of firms like ours out there that actually have all of the disciplines under one roof, right?
Right.
So we give them a breakdown of all of that. We have kind of a point person concept where you meet with one person, they kind of stay the center contact for everyone as the client moves along within our system. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to provide them with educational materials. You know, we have books that many of our advisors and agents have written. So we'll send them home a lot of times with a free retirement book so they can learn at their own pace. As you know, we do a lot of comprehensive reports for people that we send home with them free of charge. So that way they can study, you know, what they have, where they're looking to go, kind of apples to apples comparison. And, you know, the first meeting really usually lasts, I mean, we tell people 30 to 40 minutes, but in most cases, people get comfortable and they tend to sit down and just ask us questions. And it's very common to be here for about an hour and 15, maybe an hour and a half.
Okay. So, but again, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You make people feel so welcome, and it's a very bright and I don't say airy place, but again, it's just very bright and fun. And I love all the pictures of all of the clients.
Yeah, it's funny because when people come into our office, you know, we're in the glass tower in Belden Village. There's only really two big buildings here in Canton, Ohio. There's the white building down the street from us and then the glass tower that everybody knows across from the mall. And when they walk up here, you know, our offices are floor to ceiling windows. And so they look out and they're like, oh my gosh, you have such a good view of Canton. So it is light and airy, but at the same token, you know, on those gray days here in Canton, Ohio, it's gray in here, Steve.
Well, I'm sure
it's all windows.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, definitely a welcoming place for people to come in. And, you know, we see this happen all the time because, you know, we've been around for, you know, the last 20 years.
Sure.
And a lot of times we have people passing in our lobby and they go, oh, Julie, you're here too. I didn't know that. John, you're here too. And they run into people that they know from church and community and things like that. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, absolutely. 877-841-1963. Well, Robert, we are pretty much out of time. Let's go ahead and wrap it up and invite folks to call one last time today.
Yeah, I'd say today's show was really about, you know, different tips to help you to and through retirement. And if you're out there and you're kind of thinking, you know, I got to do something. I got to put together a plan. I need kind of a roadmap to figure out where I'm going. I don't want to just be flailing around in retirement, not knowing if my money's going to last. You want some guarantees. Maybe you're worried about inflation right now. Maybe you're worried about the markets. You know, maybe you're worried about preserving your lifestyle, you know, after retirement. Come in and see us. We'll sit down, we'll chat, and we'll give you some ideas to take home. And, you know, we'll show you how to get through a very comfortable retirement.
I like it. Sounds wonderful. And really, that's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation, like we were just talking about. Find out how much risk you're taking. Do you really know? Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? That is an important thing to find out. If you don't know, what about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. This is, again, a great opportunity for you. You want to take advantage of that today. Give us a call, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963. Robert, as always, a pleasure to be here and to have these conversations. The information is so important.
Absolute pleasure. Happy to share the information with our listeners, Steve, and I'll see you next week.
You got it. We want to thank everybody for listening, too. We appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week. We will, with more questions and topics and more, all of that right here on Retirement Readiness Radio.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.